Eliakim and Peter are both kind of types for Christ. They're stewards. Now, Eliakim was told by God that he was going to replace Shebna. Shebna was the king's steward before him, and Shebna was proud and arrogant and misused the office, and so God takes it away from him and gives it to Eliakim. And he says about Eliakim, I will give him the keys of the house of David, and what he opens, no one shall shut, and what he shuts, no one shall open. And you see the familiarity between that and what Jesus says to Peter, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. A couple of things there. One is that there is something about the human calling, human nature, let's say, that is about stewardship. Adam and Eve are stewards of the garden. They're caretakers. They tend the garden, which is a symbol for the universe, all God's creation. From the beginning, according to Genesis, humans have this special relationship with God. They're created in God's image and likeness, and they somehow share in the care of God's creation. God gives them authority over it. Name the animals, command this, take care of that, be stewards, just stewards. And of course, they fail at that. That's original sin. But God was always holding out for a future stewardship, a future way that humanity could participate fully, not just partially, but fully in the redemptive activity of God, to reconcile heaven and earth, to bring them together. The promise that God was always going to come down on earth. Through his Spirit breathing over the waters, God descends upon his creation. When God breathes life into Adam, it's the breath of God, the Spirit of God, coming down and entering into Adam. And the breath of the Spirit is there at Pentecost, descending upon and filling the disciples who are gathered in that upper room. Just as God's Spirit had come down and filled the tabernacle, the tent in the desert that contained the Ark of the Covenant. And later, when the temple was built, God's Spirit descends and fills the temple. This descent of God to earth, this bringing together of heaven and earth as one kingdom of God, that's the destiny of the cosmos. That's the destiny of all creation. And humans have a particular role in bringing that about by being good stewards. Jesus, of course, is the just steward. He lives justice. He is in his person the justice that God always imagined for God's creation. He lives it. He embodies it. He takes on in his own identity the whole history of the cosmos, the history of the human race, the history of Israel. It's in him. He descends from heaven and fills the earth. In him, heaven and earth come together. In his person, he's divinity and humanity fully in the same person. And that's our destiny as well. But that stewardship, it's not just a matter of reconciling heaven and earth. It's just not just a matter of taking care and having authority over. Above all, it's worship. The key to that, I think, is in that second reading where Paul says something insightful that Shebna, that original steward, didn't seem to get. And that is that no one can ever fathom the mind of God. Who has ever told God what to do or what to create? Who has ever understood the mystery that God is, that God is somehow beyond and above everything that we could imagine? And then he ends it by saying, to him be glory forever and ever. In other words, the thing that Shebna didn't get is that it wasn't his own doing. That he was put into that position by grace. That the authority comes from somewhere else. As stewards, we don't have our own authority. It comes from God. We don't have our own ability to care for creation. That ability comes from God. And so, part of the human nature is to recognize the other. It's to recognize that everything we are comes from someone else. And we worship that other. We recognize that he is our origin and our destiny, and we give him the glory. We let go of our authority. We let go of our abilities. We recognize humbly that they are not our own. And so we give the glory to God. We are his worthy instruments. We are his docile instruments. It's a great honor that God has put us in charge, and yet we always acquiesce to the authority of God above us and beyond us.